Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and today we have with us Gary Bolton. And Gary, I know you're in, was it Georgia?
I am in Georgia.
Okay, in Atlanta area or one of the other greater cities?
I'm actually in Athens, home of the Georgia Bulldogs this morning. So, yeah, my alma mater.
Wonderful. And that explains why you don't have a New England accent and you're not parking the car, which now I know exactly what part of the country you're yielding from. Gary, take us back to the beginning for you, your journey with Nikon, because I know you've had, even prior, I know you've had a business background with a variety of different things, and but I'm curious what attracted you from what you were doing prior to jumping on board this great Japanese giant.
I was introduced to Nikon by a lady. I had some issues, and she offered a solution, and when I actually met with her and she showed me the product, I laughed at her, and I thought that's the silliest thing. Well, I actually told her, I said, that's the silliest thing I've seen, magnets that's going to help me, and she offered to loan it to me, and she was an attractive woman and single, and I was single, and all I heard was, I'll meet you in about a week. So I took the product home, never intended on trying it. And tossed it on the couch. And long story short, I was in great discomfort, and as a last resort, reached over and took that thing off the couch and put it on, and you know, in just a few minutes, my discomfort was gone. And
wow,
she didn't call me for 10 days, and she called me after 10 days, and she didn't ask me if it worked. She just said, I need to get that product back. And I laughed at her again. I'll never forget. I told her, I said, honey, you will never get this product back. And actually, I still have it. It's in my sock drawer at home. But that was my introduction to Nikon. And I own a gym, so our next meeting for me to pay for the first product, she showed me shoe and toes, and she said the magic words any weightlifter would want, and that, you know, these will make you stronger. And I took them home and did some tests with some of the guys in the gym, and sure enough, you know, all those guys wanted it. So when I called her up, and you know, I need 5 more pairs of those shoe and toes, she said, well, why don't you just sign up as a distributor and become a distributor, and you can sell them to the guys. And I thought that was a good idea. I already knew the products were incredible, and so I became a distributor. And then just a few weeks later, it couldn't have been over 2 or 3 weeks, a bunch of us went to a big event in Florida. And at that event, I met Jim Starn. And the truth is, I didn't go to half the things that was put on at that event. I stayed in a room with Jim Starn, talking to him for most of the event. We just hit it off immediately. And, of course, Jim became my mentor, and I saw a different side of Nikon when I went to that event and when I met Jim. He and I had similar backgrounds. Of course, Jim was a giant, you know, compared to me, but we both had banking background. I got my degree in banking and finance, and of course worked in bank for many years, and Jim had that same thing. So I started working with Jim, building my business just like anybody else, and I built it the old way on sponsoring people and getting them on auto ship and through self-consumption. And very quickly, you know, I had 100-120 people in my downline just within a few months of when I came back from Florida. And thought that I was doing good. You know, I would show up on some of the top recruiters and all that. But my paycheck was just up and down. I mean, the months that I was active, it would be very good, but if I took time off and wasn't sponsoring and wasn't helping out, you know, it would fall back. And being in the banking business, you know, we would never loan anybody money that made money like that. You know, we like to see steady streams of income. and if possible, increasing streams of income. And so Jim and I put our heads together and said, you know, this is not working for us. You know, what can we do to change that? And so,
Gary, that's an interesting perspective from the accounting and the finance industry of, you know, saying that, you know, banks would never loan money to anybody that has that kind of a business plan, that, you know, we're going to go up and down and, you know, we don't really foresee steady growth. And there's a lot wrapped up in that as far as what we do and the emphasis we put into our businesses, that, you know, well, I'm going to go out and casually share an Econ with a couple people and, you know, this month, and we'll just kind of see how it goes. And we've all seen that. We've all encountered people like that. And some of us, even ourselves, have that casual mentality to see where it goes. And that's really not a great business plan. And I know that you're about to, you know, give us the punchline here of what you did to change all that. And I think it's fascinating to me that, you know, it's the intention. And before we even started, Penny from Michigan was sharing that she's developing the I can mentality and never realized that we project that in our minds even before we go out and attempt to do anything. So, you know, the very powerful statement in that in business, if we're going to do this as a business, if we have an intention of making money and helping people, and maybe I've got those two out of order depending on people's intentions and their focus, but the bottom line is that we need to, you know, have a consistent path of growth, whatever it is we're doing. So you made some changes. You made some tweaks to your business plan, so to speak.
Oh, we did. We traditionally, in network marketing, it's always been the goal was to get 1,000 people in your downline, all them doing 100 PV in auto ship volume. And that would be $100,000 a month in volume going through your downline. Well, it took 1,000 people to get $100,000, and of course that would pay you as a diamond distributor in the can, provided everybody was within your pay level. But if you've got 1,000 people, the chances of all of them being within your pay level are pretty slim. What we did is we changed and we said, okay, from now on, somebody asked us what we're doing. We're in sales. We sell Nikin products. And everyone that we sponsored or everyone that was on our team, we went to them and said, we're going to stop this emphasis on self-consumption and sponsoring everybody. And what we're going to do is we're going to look for those individuals that actually want to have a business. And the goal for everybody from the start, from the time they become a distributor, we tell them the goal is 2,000 a month in retail sales. And we chose 2,000 deliberately because of two reasons. Number one is you'll qualify no matter what your rank is. You know, if you're silver, you can still qualify if you've got 2,000 a month in retail sales. And number two, they'll make, no matter what their rank, they're going to get a check for $500. And $500 seems to be the tipping point at which people will continue to put energy and time into their business. If they're making $500 a month, a lot of people, that's the difference in you know, keeping the lights on or not. Or buying $500 a month to buy a really nice car.
Oh, yeah.
So we focused on 2,000, and we went a little further, and we said the goal is not to just do 2,000 a month. It's to get 2,000 PV a month on auto ship. So that's what we did. And we started encouraging our team to, you know, if someone bought, like, just like day before yesterday, I had someone bought one bottle of men's mega vitamins, paid full retail price, ordered one bottle. Well, I made myself a note. I'm going to call that individual, and I'm going to explain to them that they could order this quarterly and order it three at a time, put it on auto ship, they'll save $18 on shipping, and they'll save 25% on their order. And we encourage everybody else that's in our day. Anytime someone buys a skincare line or a nutritional or even something that's got to have a replacement filter. You need to make yourself a note and call them in whatever period of time if that filter needs to be replaced and say, hey, it's time for your filter to be replaced. You want us to put that on auto ship so you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, and Gary, I know there's the immediately with a nutritional purchase like the men's or skincare or the duct tape, you can use that leverage of, hey, you can. I can show you, would you be open to saving 25%? I mean, somebody'd have to be brain dead if they said no. However, I've encountered a couple people that just, oh, no, no, I don't want anything auto, you know, da, da, da. But if it's on a filter, for example, a waterfall filter, an air unit filter, whatever the case may be, shower heads, there's no discount. However, just simply saving that money on shipping, hey, let's order a few of them at a time. You know, you got to replace this filter every 90 days in your waterfall. Why don't you order, you know, two or three of them at a time, and you can save tremendously on shipping. And boom, so you can bulk up some orders. But I like that mentality, that little suggestion of, hey, would you like to save on shipping because we have monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, or semi-annually, you know, auto ship options, which is excellent.
Exactly. And you know, I've never had anybody reach through the phone and slap me or choke me. You know, I know, especially when you're first starting in sales, you know, you have this aversion to contacting people. But I've never been met with anything but thankfulness and graciousness. You know, they were genuinely appreciative that I actually reached out to them and gave them customer service. It's not only with us, it's not only about gaining that customer, but keeping that customer and keeping that customer happy. I've had people that have sent me or called me or sent me a request to contact them. And when I do contact them, they say, well, you're the third Nikken distributor that I've sent information to and told them to call me. And you're the first one that did. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, is somebody building a business out there and they're not contacting these people?
Yeah.
You know, that you've got to do both. You've got to not only develop those retail auto ships, but you also got to keep those people happy.
And just something simple. We had a gentleman order, and I think he's ordering it for his father, if I remember the one conversation we had about a year ago. But he registered, he bought a Magflex. That's all he bought. And this week, he bought two more Magflexes and a pair of insoles, and he shipped it to his dad because he's in Maryland, and I think his dad resides in Missouri. So I just sent him a note. I used one of those e-cards on the M-Stripe. I thought, oh, that looks pretty cool, and just typed a little note, thanked him for his order, and said, you know, I can't imagine not having these in my shoes every day, and I know, you know, I can't remember exactly how I phrased it, but I know my goal is, my desire is that you will receive as much benefit as I have. And they're not really for him. But that little note on that e-card, and if those of you who are listening, if you're not using the e-card system, you're really missing out. Gary, do you use that much as follow-up, or do you more do a personal phone call when a customer orders that you have no idea who they are and they got referred to you?
I do email with almost all the customers. The ones that I call are the ones that I see the possibility of getting on auto ship. Those are the ones that I'm aggressive with. I tell folks, you'd rather get somebody on auto ship than most of the time, than sponsor someone new into your business. Ultimately, they're going to be better for your business. Most of my communication with most of the customers I have are through email, but if I see an opportunity to where we can save them some money, or either on shipping or through the discount, then yeah, I give them a call or set them up with an auto ship for their filter replacements. I give them a call. I reach out to them both ways.
What are you doing, Gary, as far as and how? Because we haven't even had it for 2 weeks, a week and a half now with the paleo bars. What are you doing and how are you kind of, who is your target market with those?
Paleo diet gets over 800,000 searches a month.
Wow.
And, on Google, that's just incredible. And I have a website that actually targets that market. And I've been working on the SEO on it, matter of fact, all week. And I'm working on getting the word out through that internet site. It's called BeyondThePaleoDiet.com, and it's just set up to market to those people with, you know, that are into paleo diet. Now, that being said, I got a lot of friends and acquaintances that are, they told me about the paleo diet before I'd ever even heard of it. So I'm still waiting on my shipment to come in. It's supposed to be here Monday. So I've heard some wonderful things through the Platinum Alliance and others about how great it tastes and how wonderful it is. And it's only $30 a box when you put it on auto ship. So, yeah, I'm going to be reaching out to those people I know are already interested in my warm market. But at the same time, I'm trying to develop some online ways to get the word out as well. And, you know, I do both. I see people when I'm out, and I'm constantly talking about me can. Of course, my business is to the point now to where, and I'll tell my team this, when you're beginning your business, sure, you're focusing on retail sales, particularly the auto ship side of it. But once you get up to where you're consistently doing a couple of $1,000 a month, or you have those auto ships that's doing $2,000 a month, then most of your time should be spent looking for other business builders. You know, before we talked about it took 1,000 people doing 100 a month to get a diamond distributorship. They're all not going to be in your pay level. But the way we do it, where our business builders do 2,000 a month, it only takes 50 people to build a diamond distributorship. And the chances of those 50 people being in your pay level are much greater than having the $1,000 and $100 in auto ship. So we don't want people to think all we do is retail the product, because sure, we start everybody out that way, but if you really want to make a lot of money, you've got to get into the network side too. And we don't wait until we're doing 2,000. We really focus on getting those retail auto ships in our, you know, in our portfolio. But at the same time, when people self-identify themselves as being interested in doing this as a business, you know, we'll vet them and we'll say, well, are you interested in doing $2,000 a month in retail sales? That'll bring you in $500 a month, and then we'll show you how. And those people, you know, we're anxious to get them into our business.
You know, that, going back to that amount, that $500 a month, it, you know, some people say, well, you can't really live on that, but what does it take to really generate, you know, $500 a month in Nikon? And I like your point that you get a few people on AutoShip, a few people utilizing the vital balance, or, you know, a variety of different things that we have. Once people, I think, utilize and see the difference. And the paleo bars put us into a totally different category. I mean, you can do your own research. Don't Emily and I, our middle daughter and I, spent a lot of time developing this comparison chart that I emailed out, and it's just staggering. I really about lost it yesterday when I had to go through with almost a magnifying glass and count 61 ingredients in a zone bar.
Wow.
You know, and the Barry Sears, what he put together with the Zone Diet, was just, you know, 10, 12 years ago or so. It was phenomenal. The problem is, you know, and those Zone Bars were kind of the step of the hat, you know, had that leading the way and, you know, healthy, or what we thought was a healthy bar. But that, by no means is it anywhere near that. But there are people out there that are looking for that. And then, as you said, that the flip side is just find a few other people. Tell me a little bit about him. We're going to get him. I haven't even contacted him, but Tony Curtis, someone new to Nikon, hasn't even been in a year, went silver pretty quickly, utilizing the same, you know, business model that you're talking about, building a retail, you know, customer base. But you obviously have to find a couple other people, at least three, to go senior.
Sure.
Before you can go silver. How did you know Tony?
How do I know Tony?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Tony Curtis.
I may have the name totally wrong here. The gentleman who's been on the website, isn't Curtis in his name?
Collins. You talking about Tony Collins?
Tony Collins. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tony's a great guy. He is one of the tops as far as customer service is concerned with his customers. I mean, the guy is. I mean, if I would rather have Tony as my Nikian consultant than me, because he's so conscientious. He does a lot better job than I do. Tony's retention rate as far as his customer base is just incredible. And he's done it through retail sales. Tony's one of those guys that, you know, he got to 2,000 a month in retail sales, and he's like, well, can I do more? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, I've got three people on my team that will routinely hit 10,000 TV a month in retail sales.
Wow.
Now, am I upset about that? Well, you know, no. Tony does both. Tony retails, and he also really builds his business. He's got an extremely fast-growing team because he's set himself up as the example of doing retail, encouraging auto ship, and inviting other people to do the same.
You know, just doing the quick math in my head, Gary, you know, 10,000 a month in retail sales, as, you know, from customers, that's a minimum of $2,500 in income, not counting what you're going to gain, you know, at the 20% on the commissional volume as a silver. So you're looking at about, you know, roughly $3,500 to, you know, $4,000 in income just off of that.
That's right. Yeah, our numbers are showing us that overall month in, month out, you're going to make about 39.4%, give or take half a point on your volume, TV, if you're silver and above. And so we use the 40% number. So most people that are, you know, doing 10,000 a month, they're going to earn $4,000 in just what they do. That's not counting what, you know, the rest of the folks on their team do. And we know that there are some heavy hitters out there like Dr. Sharon Louie, who is the number one retailer in Nikian and has been since, you know, they've been keeping records. We saw last year when they were showing us, they had that contest of, you know, see who would win a trip to Disney World. We sort of got an inside look at how much retail people were doing, and, you know, there are people doing 20,000 a month in retail sales in these kids. That's an $8,000 a month check.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty significant, as Jim Starnes would say.
Gary, what would you say to the Nikianite out there that, you know, like myself or even yourself, who's been in it a while, and we're coming from that mentality of, you know, we got to sponsor everybody so they can get the best price. What would you say to correct that mentality to make a shift over to developing a customer base?
Well, you know, it's actually better for the customer, you know, if they're not interested in doing this as a business, to be a registered customer, especially with the 25% discount that they get on skincare and nutritionals. I mean, you and I can't buy the products for that.
Nope.
So, you know, they're actually rewarded for being a customer. And what we saw before the shift is we would be going out and we would be doing the same presentations everybody does, you know. And we would get to where it was time to bring up the business opportunities. Well, after the product presentation, people would be reaching for their pocketbooks and their wallets. But as soon as we brought up the business opportunity, they were confused. They took their hand off their wallet. They would say, I need to think about this. I got to talk to so-and-so about this. Well, you cut out all of those things because you cannot do a presentation without the people getting excited. Now, that doesn't mean at some point in time they're not going to become a consultant. I started out as a retail purchase. My first two purchases were retail. And didn't start buying wholesale until I ordered that second batch of shoeing soles, and I was going to resell them. So don't get in your mind once the customer, always the customer, because those entrepreneurs are going to identify themselves. we've always had fantastic products. We've all known that. You know, even people that have left our great company are still using our products because they are fantastic. I don't know of another network marketing company out there with one product where the developer has been nominated not once but twice for the Nobel Prize. And here we and NECN have that. We've got a product that's had three different clinical trials published in peer-reviewed journals that showed that our product lowers cholesterol levels more effectively than statin drugs without ruining somebody's liver. So, you know, we've got all these fantastic products that people need. Just go out. We got the greatest job in the world. All we do is two things. We make friends and we help friends. That's really all we do. We go out, we meet people, we establish a relationship with them, we find out a need that they have, and then we offer a solution. That's really all you do.
You know, Gary, and that's a great way to sum up our job description, is to meet friends and help friends. I mean, how difficult is that? I'm thinking of the gal, Jenny, these two Vietnamese gals that run this little salon, it's more of a barber shop, and I discovered them totally by accident, only because it's a cheap haircut. It's $10, and if I want it shampooed on my way out the door, it's another $2. So I can't go wrong there. And the other day, while she's cutting my hair, she, you know, got her arms up, and she said, you know, even when I sleep, my arms go into this position. And I said, man, you need one of these. And I pulled my hand out from underneath the cape and showed her my bracelet. I said, man, I used to deal with a lot of hand issues, and my wrists would hurt because of typing and texting. And I said, not with these. And she said, what? What are those? And so on the way out, I said, you know, Jenny, I don't have any with me because I wasn't even thinking. I said, I'll stop back by and I'll give you one of our signature products, our insoles, and you can check them out. And I said, I think you being on your feet all day, these would be wonderful. But I'll let you decide. She said, okay, I look forward to you coming back by. You know, and she's cut my hair probably 5 or 6 times. And I thought, you know, that really wasn't that difficult.
And, no, you know, I had a very similar thing happen to me. I went to pick up 2 new lawnmower tires, and I buy them from a guy that's got this shop. You know, he sells all the lawnmower parts that you need. And I walk in, he's got brace on his wrist, and I've been doing business with him for a long time. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, oh, he started telling me what was wrong. And I always wear one of the power bands. And I said, oh man, I said, let me just leave this with you. And he said, what is it? I said, it's a bracelet. And he said, well, what's it going to do? I said, well, we hope that it helps with your discomfort. And he said, well, how soon will I notice it? I said, well, you're not really going to notice it until I come back and take it away from you. So, you know, and I just done that this week. So next week, I'm going to, you know, give him a week or 10 days and let him wear that thing. And I'm going to take it away from him. And, you know, he provided he's been hydrated, he's going to see a huge difference.
I love that comment, provided he's been hydrated. And sometimes, you know, in the South, that's a little easier where you're at. People are going to drink more because, you know, it's warmer. But it's a great thing, and I'm sure you'll work that in. Gary, I want to thank you because I told you I'd only take up 25 to 30 minutes of your time, and we're at that mark. I want to thank you because you've shared some pivotal, simple things with us and encouraged us and challenged us to really get out there and focus in on those customers. Because I know, and again, I know there's a lot of us listening right now that we're still in that mentality that we got to, you know, we're looking at it from the Rockefeller, you know, mindset that, you know, we got to get, you know, 1% of the efforts of 100 people. Well, that is exactly what we need to do, but more in the customer category rather than trying to sign up all these people as consultants, that is building that customer base. So, and again, I love the way you said that. Our twofold mission is to make friends and then to help friends. Exactly what you did with, you know, the gentleman with the lawnmower tires. You know, we see that all the time. So thank you again. You've been a real inspiration to those of us, not only this morning, but those of us who watched your business grow. And I will get Tony Collins on the line and let him share what he's doing, since you spoke so highly of him. And anyways, but for those of you who jumped on a little late, our guest this morning has been Gary Bolton, and we will let him go and get into his day. So thank you again, Gary. Really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks. I really appreciate it, too.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.